Yes, I was indeed fortunate. The blade had managed to slide between major organs for the most part, leaving only minor cuts, except for the ones on the hide. The surgeon enlarged the opening to check, sealed any bleeding, and closed the wound. Yes, it hurts, but the pain grows less every day. I was visited by a police officer every day to see if I was well enough to go down to the station for what I assumed was standard paperwork regarding the attack. The doctor said I should be well enough today to make the trip. It did not surprise me when two officers arrived around midday to escort me to the station. I asked if Birch could come along, and they consented. When we arrived, we were escorted to a viewing room that was darkened. There was a large one-way mirror, and the adjoining room was very bright. I was seated about 3 feet from the mirror, and Birch sat in a chair at the back of the room.
Before we start, I will say that we have several witnesses to the attack. Their testimony will certainly be enough to convict them of assault. All we need from you is a positive ID on the one who actually stabbed you.
Why do you need that?
With that, we can then charge them with attempted second-degree murder.
Then the four suspects were brought in. I immediately recognized all four.
Can you tell us which one stabbed you?
No, I'm sorry, I can't. It all happened so fast. They are the ones who attacked me, but which one held the knife? That I can't say.
You're certain?
Yes, I'm certain. Before you take them back to their cells, can I speak to them?
Do you think it might help you remember?
It might.
It's not recommended, but, well...
He obtained a microphone and handed it to me.
Don't tell them any personal information, okay? That's for your safety.
I understand. Can you hear me in there? I saw all of them look up. The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. Instead of diminishing evil, it multiplies it. That was said by Martin Luther King. You may recognize the name. Rioting because of violence inflicted on you solves nothing.
Fight fire with fire, man.
You shut your mouth.
Ask any firefighter and he will tell you fight fire with water. Go ahead and hold marches, hold sit-ins, hold community meetings. But when you resort to violence, you undo everything you strive for. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So be it. Let's leave vengeance up to God, not take it into our own hands. You're going to have a lot of time to think about this, but think about it you should. Look deep in your hearts and ask yourself if murder is the proper response to someone you think is a mongrelizer. The one who shouted at me hung his head. I handed the microphone back. That's all I needed to say.
Why did you use that word?
What word?
Mongrelizer. Did they say that?
Yes. My wife is a mountain lion. Our daughter was born a few days ago.
Would you recognize the voice if you heard it again?
No, I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to tell you that either. Any more than I could tell you by their face.
Well, I had to try. Is there anything you can help us with?
I could release the hospital report to you.
We subpoenaed those already, but thank you.
The officers then drove Birch and I back to the hospital. On the way, Birch said,
It's a shame you couldn't recognize which one actually tried to kill you.
I just gave him a look. His eyes widened, but he said nothing. Once we were back at the hospital and alone, he said,
Are you freaking kidding me? You knew which one it was and you didn't identify him? Why?
What would it solve, Birch? If he can't see how doing what he did ruined his life by himself, do you think additional time in jail will do it?
But why did you lie? You could get arrested for lying to police.
I didn't lie, Birch. I said I couldn't say. Not that I didn't know.
Well, why didn't you just say you refused to press charges?
Because they would then ask a lot of questions. Most people who refuse to press charges do so because they or someone they know is being threatened. And with my wife and daughter in the hospital, it would be the natural conclusion. Satisfying them that it was a matter of conscience rather than fear would take some doing. Probably days. I want to go home, Birch.
I don't get it. After what they did to you?
Bert, seeing my daughter born was a miracle. It gave me a new appreciation of life and the world. There is so much good in it. If we all just concentrated on that, then maybe what's good gets a little bit better, and maybe what's bad gets gone.
Using my own lyrics against me. You don't fight fair.
I just want you to see the world I see, Birch. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful sky are also on the faces of the first passing by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I watch them grow. They'll learn so much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow so pretty in the sky are also on the faces of the first passing by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Watch them grow. They'll learn so much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.